Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 23rd. Grains closed sharply higher with December corn up 26 and a quarter cents at 6.55 and a quarter. December wheat up 12 and a quarter cents at $8.50, and November beans up 25 and three quarter cents at 14.61. Very strong day here today. Obviously, the crop ratings being down a point in the beans and 2 points in the corn with the big M&S plus the Pro Farmer Crop Tour showing that Ohio yields at 174 bushels down from 180. South Dakota 118 and change down from 151. All that spurred the market higher. We backed off the highs. Corn broke about 7 cents off the highs. The wheat 19 cents off the highs, and the beans 13 cents off the highs. I think that was a matter of the crop tour finding better crops as they start to come together toward the Midwest. The other thing that was probably on traders' minds was the corn prevent plant acres 3.15, total acres enrolled in programs 86.77 million. But that's a low number considering that a lot of the acres, not a lot, but a fair amount, don't make it into the enrolled in the plants. The beans came in with 987,000 acres prevent plant, 86.5 on the acres. The wheat had 1.16 of prevented acres. I think the market, you know, liked the fact this morning that we saw China take a couple of loads of beans, though, you know, they claim that later in the year, before the Brazilian harvest is here, which is a long way off, the Chinese are going to need to come to the U.S. for a lot of beans. I think that remains to be seen, but we'll see what happens. Egypt bought 200,000 metric tons of Russian wheat on a private deal. They didn't tender for it. They just went directly to the seller and got their wheat. And overall, the weather remains dry where it's dry in China, Europe, the western part of the Corn Belt. But as the tour moves, like I said, toward the center of the country, I think we're going to find significantly better yields. There was talk out this morning that Indiana might come in at just under 200 bushels to the acre. So that's a pretty strong number there. But, you know, the corn gapped open higher here today, moved higher, closed over the 50-day moving average. You know, it looks good on the charts. There's no question about it. The beans look good on the charts. The wheat, not so much. But are we going to be able to hold it with the crop tour coming to the center of the country? We'll have to see. We know the supplies got some problems out there, but we also have to worry about demand. Everybody says, you know, they all said that we were going to see big Chinese demand in June, July, and August. You know, I don't think we saw much at all, really. We're going to see it in, you know, Jan. We'll have to see. I think the Chinese are going to do everything in their power not to buy a lot of grain from us if they can avoid it. But the dollar was down 45 ticks here today. Still, you know, it's the second or third best close this contract's ever had. So we're down off of yesterday's contract high close, but we did rally it more than 50 ticks off the lows here today. So a little bit of a mixed day, predominantly strong in the corn and the beans, the wheat not quite as strong. And we'll see what the crop tour says tonight, but things should be getting better than worse over the next day or two in the crop tour numbers. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.